Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, you can also, by the way, give a special shout out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, starting with our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS, and, of course, our bulk mail center drivers, John the Mail Hauler. We had lunch with him the other day up at the new Mission Barbecue. And, of course, Felix and the gang, as our suicide jockeys, also hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil products that we need to have for us so we can go. Remember, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and you can find the links to the guests that we have on the program, including our co-host tonight, Kyle Warren, sticking along with us. Kyle, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And Denise Simon, who's up and on, and Adam, ready to go here. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
By the way, it's 78 degrees. It hasn't been that cool here in, gosh, weeks in the morning. So we're having a little better morning here at the airport. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yeah.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the
republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice
for all.
And we emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away. I know you got a question you want to ask Denise, so go have at it.
I sure do. Denise, let's do international news here before maybe we turn to back to domestic politics and the debates. Iran and Saudi Arabia now are among six countries that are invited to join the BRICS bloc, which includes, of course, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. What does all this mean? Maybe try to unpack it for us. What does this mean for the United States or world economy as a whole?
Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Brazil, Russia, and India. If you look at what their GDP is, it's about 30% of the global GDP. But if you look even deeper, it's oil.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
That's what it means. They're going to control oil.
And so that means, of course, here we see Saudi Arabia there. The last time Joe Biden went to Saudi Arabia, hat in hand, trying to get them to produce more oil, they just sort of gave them the heave-ho.
That's right. As I started to say before we went to commercial break, countries, even those that were friendly to the United States, including United Arab Emirates and Egypt. Argentina I wrote off a while ago. Brazil I've already written off after they got rid of Bolsonaro. But look, they're lining up against the West. And do you have any confidence in Tony Blinken? Do you have any confidence in the national security apparatus or the State Department or the Department of Defense or the White House or CIA or Defense Intelligence? I mean, any of these? That anybody's got a grasp on any of this and it can and stop this freight train against the West, especially the United States? Because I don't. You know, they're virtually lining up. And, you know, Modi, the prime minister, I guess that's what they're called, he's called in India, visited the White House, what, a month ago? And do you think that Biden even began to have a discussion with him about his relationships with these BRIC countries? And this, and you know, this other currency? No, I'm not even sure what that whole discussion was about.
Well, doesn't this mean as well that in terms of government structure or ideology or philosophy, that would be coming against the West as well as these blocks, as this new bloc gets more coalesces?
That's the motivation. I mean. The United States under Biden is no longer has a place in the globe. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, we were the shining city on the hill, if you will. We were the beacon of everything. We have been knocked down to, you know, we're not even on the short list anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's very, very disconcerting. It's actually kind of terrifying, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and so, you know, we're not, I'm almost speechless in it all. You know, we lost Afghanistan after, you know, 20 years of blood and treasure and millions. We've lost the Middle East. We have no relationship anymore, even with Israel, that I can see.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, when we come back, we'll have a caller lined up here. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, with more coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They are your second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and they can probably save you money on your policy just by going to their website, geico.com, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and doing a cost comparison on what you got right now. Get a quote from them and compare it to what you're paying and see if they can save you some money. Now, keep in mind, you can bundle. If you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, bundle that on your car policy, and it will cause your car policy to go down. But where you really save a huge amount of money is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy to your car policy at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. So once again, go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Get a cost comparison. You'll also find out where your closest agent is, and away you go. All right, back to, first of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And then back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We're going to bring Iron Mike into the picture here. He's been holding patiently. Okay, Iron Mike, what's on your mind?
I'd like to bring this across, especially to Kyle and Denise. The Detroit area auto dealers are telling the corporations not to send them any more electric cars. They can't get rid of them. And that's finance money in their inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's lots right here with several hundred electric cars in them. When you take a drive around Tampa, you'll see them.
Well,
his point is
they're not selling in Detroit anyway. That may be a trend.
All right.
They're not selling anywhere. And Ford has actually said that. I mean, you know, interestingly enough, I happened to see a picture day before yesterday of thousands and thousands and thousands of electric vehicles stacked up in China that are not selling either. They're like sitting in a graveyard. So, the United States has given subsidies. Our government has given subsidies to these automakers for electric vehicles and batteries and so forth and so on. So it's our spent money, you know, our taxpayer dollars that put forward this ridiculous plan. But understand something too: the insurance companies don't want these electric vehicles because if one gets in an accident, that car is over with. It's finished. The battery costs more than the car. And then what are the insurance companies supposed to do with the battery? You know, they're a hazard. It's considered, I mean, are we supposed to bury it in the ground? I mean, what are we supposed to do with these things? So we're being fleeced. I mean, this is a heist. On the U.S. taxpayers.
Well, right? the other day, Elon Musk made a warning to the people in the flood zones where we were getting some of these tropical storms and a lot of rain, and warning the fire departments to be prepared because there was going to be a lot of Tesla car fires.
Yeah, I mean, it's unproven technology. You know, it was tried, as far as I'm concerned, it's completely failed.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Denise, and, you know, there are a lot of these mandates, right? You're going to have states and of the federal government even mandating the use of these cars at some point or this kind of technology. But what happens when, you know, the factories are, you know, no longer tooled up to actually build, you know, gas-powered engines in not a very long span of time? It'll be very hard to try to put all that back, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the investment's been made by these car manufacturers on the taxpayer dollars, and they're going to have to undo it. Do we have to pay for that, too? Is that something that the next president's going to have to do, more taxpayer dollars for Ford and GM and, you know, all the rest of them to retool? I mean, you know, the whole thing is just just add it to the bucket of stupidness.
Right. Well, Denise, let's turn to domestic politics here. Of course, you know, we all saw the mugshot heard round the world, I suppose we could call it, with Donald Trump. But Alan Dershowitz is saying that this whole case and all that is it's unlikely to actually be tried before the next presidential election. We've heard other things about October. We've heard about March. Is this going to go anywhere anytime soon? What do you think?
It's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. There are motions being filed left and right all over the place. So the answer to that is no.
All right, guys, I got another caller. It's Bagham and Bob. Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, as far as y'all were discussing about China and stuff and our participation, the lack of participation in some of the rest of the world, how we're disregarded now, I just think it's time for us to pull into our own borders, fence up our own country good, and get things straightened away here primarily, because we're just going to get involved in dangerous entanglements that we can't fully fix. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, that's what a lot of us think, but unfortunately the government in charge doesn't think the way we do, right?
Understand. We've got, pretty much everything that needs to be fixed here domestically. But that doesn't mean that we abandon our standing on the global stage. We can do both, and we have, but you need leadership. And right now we don't have any. I understand we got to fix education. I understand that we got to fix the Department of Justice. I understand that we got to fix immigration and law and order. And, you know, I get it all. I mean, I watch this stuff virtually 20 hours a day. I try very hard not to be depressed to the point where I'm going to need to check myself into a psychiatric ward. The bigger thing, too, is that the United States needs friends. And when we have friends that we get, there's power in numbers, and we're losing our power. It's remarkable to me that we have a president that's sitting over there in Lake Tahoe, Tom Steyer's house, which is he's an activist for climate change, and this cat's running around eating ice cream, and he's still protecting who I would say is kind of in a witness protection program, his son, who's virtually been living with his father, for months and months and months. I mean, Hunter Biden moved into the White House, for crying out loud. There's so much to fix, but we have the ability to do it. The question is, we need leadership, and I don't even know that you necessarily have to prioritize things, because, I mean, you've got a lot of pretty talented people out there that are so disgusted that they've left government, and they're going to have to be called back in. I watched the debates, and I was just a little worried. I don't want DeSantis to be president. I've said that 100 times, not right now at least. But I will say this. He sounded angry to me in with the expression on his face. And I woke up this morning thinking to myself, I understand his anger. Because I'm angry. To build a country and look at our legacy and look at our history and the things that we've accomplished and where we are today is in the destruction and the collapse is so heartbreaking. It's so disgraceful.
Well, look at Mike Pence. Mike Pence definitely got angry.
Well, yeah, because you've got a Biden administration that virtually undid all the good that the Trump-Pence administration did.
Yep.
How does that make somebody feel? How does it make us feel?
All right, we'll talk to you on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day and stay cool.
Okay, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We'll see military and veterans news segment coming right up. And then Chris Markowski on the hook coming up.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. New York State's trying to streamline its employment process for asylum seekers in the absence of federal action.
New York Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon says the state will connect migrants with employers so they can immediately take a job once they're authorized.
some workers may be offered jobs before they get their working papers, but they will not be allowed to go to work until their authorizations arrive.
Migrants may have to move to other parts of the state once they find work. Emergency Commissioner Jackie Bray says the goal is to alleviate overburdened shelters.
We're going to do everything we can to increase resettlement and to increase ways to independent living rather than re-sheltering.
I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Subway is officially being acquired by a private equity firm. The restaurant chain made that announcement Thursday. They're selling the business to Roark Capital Group. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you the military news and veterans edition here every morning. And, of course, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You can go over there and check it out and find out what it's like and where their campuses are. They have two, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here across the bay from me in Tampa. I'm over on the east side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side over in Clearwater. And you can ask to take the tour by calling them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses or both. And when you do that, you'll be able to talk to some students. You'll be able to talk to some instructors. You'll be able to talk to the money people that lend the money out. And, of course, you'll be able to see what the curriculum's all about, because you are going to enjoy being trained to take a job that not everybody can do. Number one, you'll get your FAA certification, and once you get that, you have a ticket to ride that you'll have as long as you want to work. And the pay is excellent. Excellent. By the way, you can start right out at the bottom level, if that's where you want to start, at $60,000 a year right here in the States, maybe more than that. But if you go overseas, more than likely, you'll start out with a three-figure income because they pay you a lot more with the government contractors that are there to go overseas, or even with the commercial airlines that have offices and installations overseas where they need aviation maintenance techs. So NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and see what your future could be. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've talked a lot about the Ukraine people learning how to fly aircraft. Now we understand that they're going to train some of them in the United States, even though we did hear Greece and we did hear other places mentioned in Europe, because they were going to get them closer to where the planes were over there that they were actually going to fly and train them on those. But I guess the United States has decided to let them be trained here, from what Denise said yesterday. And there's another little blurb out there today that they're talking about that.
Well, that's right. And, of course, one of the first things that the pilots and I suppose the maintenance crews as well have to do, they're going to go through an English language course.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why. They don't know English, right?
Well, exactly right. And so obviously that would help facilitate the training. But at the same time, I think we need to point it out, the Russians are certainly going to try to use that as a reason to say the war is escalating. But of course, you know, what else are they going to do? But they threaten all these kinds of things. But at some point, Putin might just get so twisted that he actually does something drastic.
Well, anything is possible, and again, we still don't know for sure. We're being told by intel experts that the Russian mercenary leader, his plane was shot down, or it had an onboard explosion of some type. That's what we're being told by the intel analysts that are around, and certainly Israel is sticking to their story with that. But the Russians and the United States now are saying, oh, no. No, it was a catastrophic failure of something, but oh no, no one shot them down. No.
Well, I mean, you don't have to shoot down a plane to bring it down, I would suppose.
Put a bomb on board.
That's right, a bomb or something else that is timed to go off and affect the plane at a certain point. I think it's high confidence that Prigozhin was in fact killed, because at least Putin has gone through the motions of offering his condolences to the family.
Yeah, you would think so, now wouldn't you?
Right, exactly. But also, a lot of people are talking about that this sends a real message. You don't cross Vladimir Putin, you know, in Russia. Otherwise, this can happen. And it's interesting, of course. As soon as I heard about the plane going down, my first thought was Putin got rid of him.
Now, when we talked to Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America yesterday about the fact that the one thing that was not mentioned at all during that debate was anything to do with the veterans of the VA hospitals. And he found that quite appalling, since there are problems that need to be addressed. And he wanted to hear what the candidates would have said. Actually, that would have been quite interesting, but the candidates said nothing, correct?
Yeah, I don't think we heard anything about that. And to that end as well, Captain, there was so much crosstalk and so many people on the stage trying to take over and or go after another candidate. Yeah, it was hard to even focus on something like that.
Well, the veterans wanted to hear about how they could bridge the partisan divide to hold the VA accountable for how it delivers care to veterans, to really make a difference for veterans. And the veterans need the parties to come together to empower veterans with their choice over their medical care and where they can go and where they can't go. And that's just not happening to the degree that it needs to.
Well, one of the things that we would hope is that the veterans' issues would transcend the party politics. If only we could agree on this one thing and give the best care possible and the best options. And there's all kinds of options that can be done, but politics needs to be set aside for this.
Okay, what do you got on your list?
All right, Captain. We've got an interesting story here. There's an actor named Taylor Kitsch. He's a star of Friday Night Lights and also a star of the streaming hit called Waco. He's moved out of Los Angeles now to Montana, and there he's going to be and has been evidently building a sober recovery community for veterans in the city of Bozeman, where he offers home, cabins, other resources for vets trying to get themselves cleaned up and basically, you know, find some kind of respite or peace. So I thought it was a very interesting story that here you have a Hollywood actor who said, you know, Los Angeles has never really been a good fit for him, moving to Montana and doing something very concrete to help our vets. I thought that was a very good story.
Jeff in Sarasota just chimed in, made an interesting statement in the chat room. He said vets are pawns used by both parties.
Well, certainly in terms of the lip service that's given, but where the rubber meets the road, I think the vets, they can tell who their friends really are.
Do you know the voting box that's involved, the numbers? Have you ever heard the numbers?
What's that?
22 million.
Yeah, that's incredibly significant.
And about half of the veterans vote, the other half don't.
Well, you know, what happens, Captain, when in this campaign, when they start talking about the Afghan withdrawal and so forth, and, you know, the mismanagement, not just of that, but also of the attitude, of course, in many ways towards the military by some of the more far-left liberals.
What happens? Is that what you asked me? What happens?
Yeah. In terms of as we get further into this campaign, you know, I think it's just going to be obvious that there's a certain group of people who really want to help the vets.
Well, number one, the veterans don't get their questions answered. Number two, and nothing gets done. That's the number two part of this. Nothing gets done, and we stay at square one again for as long as it takes until we get somebody in there that actually does something.
And really, to his credit, Donald Trump did an awful lot. I mean, in the sense of trying to cut through a lot of the red tape, as it were, and try to laser beam in some of these solutions.
He actually did. And the thing of it is again, I'm not trying to hold the VA hospitals accountable. I'm not saying that they're not good and well set up for certain things. They are, but they're not set up for everything. And with that, here comes the music, and that means who's coming up next, Kyle?
We got Chris Markowski joining us right after this.
Sitting across the table from me. So there you go. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to have the lovely Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
I keep telling you, he's the man, the myth, and the legend, because he started a few days in radio before I did. He doesn't remember that, but I do. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Acura is part of the Moss family automotive system with the Nissan and the Acura store as well. They're located in North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can see them by just driving on up to the north part of Florida off I-75 and I-275. And bingo, there they are, right? I-275 in between that and I-75, right off North Florida Avenue. Now, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military and veterans and first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police all get afforded great deals on your vehicle. Plus, you ready for this? Church pastors, too. And, of course, they're also the home of Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So go on over there and check it out. Okay, good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
It seems like it's going to be a pretty nice day.
Yep, I think it's going to be an excellent day and a great day to fly in an airplane.
Yeah, I heading back home. Heading back home later on this morning.
All right, well, soon headed back home will be over the bridge.
Yep, I hope so.
All right, now, we talked about this yesterday, and all of a sudden today, it's a headline over Breitbart Business, and Americans wanted to hear about inflation. 25% in the Economist YouGov survey said that it was the top issue facing America, number one issue in this poll. and they didn't do it enough justice at the debate.
No, they didn't. But again, a lot of that also has to do with these ridiculous debate moderators that, again, they screw things up to no avail. I mean, again, Fox embarrassed themselves with that stupid UFO question for Chris Christie. But, yeah, they should have focused on inflation. But, again, it's made for TV stuff. And I think that, you know, I think that, oh, that's going to be too confusing. It's a number one topic for the country. If you were actually to combine, that you take a look at that poll and you combine the economy and inflation, it's much, much higher than 25%. That is the major concern that's out there. And I actually got some numbers right here, and this is what really hits Americans. I mean, we're constantly told about the CPI. The CPI is a basket of 94,000 items, many of which we do not buy on a regular basis. I talk about, and I always go to that song, The Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. So things that you buy on an everyday basis. So let's take a look at the things that we buy on an everyday basis. Food prices are up 25 to 30% in 3 years. You're paying 30% more for food this year than you were at the beginning of 2020. Chicken is up from $3 a pound to $4 a pound. Beef is up from $3.50 to $6. Corn is up from $3.50 to $4.70. Wheat is up from $5 to $7. In 2019, the average American household was spending $8,100 on food annually. Now, over $10,500. Take a look at rental income. It was $1,450 back in 2019. Now it's $2,000. Median cost of a home was $320,000. Now it's $416,000. Gasoline, $2.50 a gallon back in 2020. Now with the average, what, around $3.80. Electricity, which was constant for about a decade, at around 17 cents per kilowatt, 13 cents per kilowatt hour is now 17 cents per kilowatt hour. These are the bare necessities. These are the things that people spend money on every single day, and it's a big punch in the gut.
5 years ago, a studio apartment downtown in Tampa was about $1,200 a month. That same studio apartment today is $2,100.
Yeah.
And Kyle, do you want to get in on this?
Yeah, thanks very much, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And, you know, you were talking about the bare necessities. Well, this kind of goes along with that, I think, in that the Gap stores or Gap stores are now sort of the latest to chime in saying they're having, you know, issues in sales and they're worried about the consumer. Their sales have dropped 8% compared with a year earlier. So people are starting to make those choices, aren't they? They're saying, well, I have to pay my rent. I have to buy gas. I have to buy food, but maybe I can't have a lot of luxury purchases.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's become an issue. Again, even the big box stores have talked about this. Even Amazon's the world have talked about the adjustments that people are making in their household budgets and you know, sometimes trading down when it comes to certain brand names and adjusting themselves. And it's the reality that's out there. So they can talk about the Jackson Hole meeting, and you can have these ridiculous economists out there and this stupid confab, you know, talking about inflation and soft landings and all this stuff. But for the American worker and the American family, there's no soft landing. We're getting smacked upside the head every single time we go to the grocery store.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. I believe it's Mary in St. Pete. Mary, what's your question for the Watchdog on Wall Street? Chris Markowski.
Hi. Wouldn't you consider paying real estate taxes and house insurance as a purchase that people make monthly also? And some of that is pushed on people without their consent. They have no say in it. For instance, the insurance commission here in Florida does exactly what they want, and you really have to buy it. So what would you think about that idea? Thank you.
All right. Well, I think the insurance commission has to get everything approved and voted on by their group, whatever it is. It's an odd number, so that, you know, it's kind of like five members or something like that.
Well, you have to have home insurance if you have a mortgage,
right,
on your house, because obviously the lender will demand that. I do think that there's way too much tinkering going around with home insurance, simply because the government gets involved and they start subsidizing. I call a lot of the subsidies for home insurance by the government, in particular flood insurance, I call it welfare for rich people. You got people that are living on the water that are getting subsidized insurance from the government, and I'm like, no, you know, that's wrong. I mean, I don't think the government should be subsidizing anybody's insurance. If it's expensive because you live on the water, it's expensive because you live on the water. When it comes to the taxes on your home, again, that for local services, but I've said this before, I'm not a big fan of property taxes. I think they should rather go towards a, you know, more of a sales tax route, simply because the reality is you never really own your own home. You stop paying taxes, the government takes it. You know, they say, you know, man's home is his castle. Not really. You never really own your house. You don't pay the taxes, the government takes it.
Well, you and I talked for a number of years, and we have from time to time, about the perhaps a national sales tax or something like that.
Yeah.
And doing away with this other stuff, including the income tax.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the fair tax concept of you paying at the point of sale rather than having a ridiculous, 100,000-page tax code that nobody can understand.
Well, what the Republicans in their debate seem to have stayed away from was inflation, mortgage rates, Social Security. We didn't hear a lot about Social Security and child care costs. And these are all things that people, according to Market Watch, were really interested in. That was their big issue.
Well, that's Fox's fault. I mean, they run the debate. They're the ones that are asking the questions. You know, it ticks me the hell off, too. I mean, you got the two leading candidates right now for the presidency. I got Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They don't want to talk about Social Security either. It's going to be cut. I mean, everybody's Social Security. You go online, and it says redefined print. In 10 years, it's going to be cut by upwards of 27%. That's the reality on the ground. And nobody wants to talk about it. Oh, no problem here. And whenever anybody does bring it up, you get some stupid statement from Biden or Trump. It's almost akin to when they were making fun of Paul Ryan in that commercial where he was pushing grandma off the cliff in a wheelchair. I mean, it's an issue, and it needs to be dealt with.
Now, Kyle, we got about a minute left, so about 30 seconds. You want to wrap it up?
Well, certainly. Chris, we've heard now that Iran and Saudi Arabia are looking to get in on this BRICS coalition, and other countries, too, are starting to coalesce. What does that mean for our economy? What does it mean for the dollar, the dominance of the dollar?
I'm not worried about it at all. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
It's soundbite nonsense. I mean, yay. Okay. Yeah, you got these countries that are basically, I mean, again, even China. China's economy is falling apart. Russia's economy is in the toilet. They're two of the leading economies there. A lot of bluster at this point in time. Again, you know, they have at it. You want to come up with another type of reserve currency? You think it can compete with the euro or the dollar? I think competition breeds excellence, but if you think that most of the world's going to rely upon that nonsense, I mean, they were like cheering on the fact that Argentina was going to be a part of this group. You see the inflation in Argentina? I mean, it's insane.
All right, well, folks, check him out, the weekend show. You'll hear him on many of these same stations here, including my flagship stations, The Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Chris, it's been great seeing you this week, and come back soon.
You got it.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.